welcome to Road Talk, Navigating Your Journey, where it is our mission to empower Christians with boldness and courage in every place. This is Jacob Hawk, the host of this podcast. You may be sitting in your car in traffic, walking in your neighborhood, exercising at the gym, or just trying to relax after a long day, but we are thrilled that you have joined us to spend time in God's Word. For more content, writings, podcasts, and other materials, I invite you to visit drjacobhawk.com. May God bless you richly and have a great day. Well, I want to welcome you back to Road Talk, Navigating Your Journey. Thank you again for spending some of your time today with us here at Road Talk as we continue this series on Because I'm Saved. This is episode 128. We're going to talk about Because I'm Saved, I Stand Firm. We have been in this series where we've been talking about how saved people need to live. We've talked about the fact that saved people serve, they study, they sacrifice, they seek first the kingdom of God, they submit to each other as they submit to God. But today we're going to talk about how saved people stand firm. They are immovable. They know who they are and they know where they're going. One passage that I think beautifully illustrates this idea is in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 11, where Paul says to the church at Ephesus, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes." I think it's interesting that Paul begins that passage with the word finally, because he's not done with what he has to say. Now, we've all been in church services or we've been at speeches before when the speaker will say finally or in conclusion and then they don't finish. That's a very frustrating experience. But when Paul uses this word finally here, he's not using a word that references time, but rather a word that references priority. What he's really saying is more than anything. That's what that word there means. Finally could be translated as more than anything. So what is he saying the church needs to do more than anything? Well, he says two things. He says you need to be strong in the Lord and you need to put on the full armor of God. What does it mean to be strong in the Lord? There's a great story in 1 Samuel chapter 30 about King David. He was king and he was greatly distressed because the people were talking about stoning him. They lost confidence in him. Each one was bitter in spirit with David because they had seen a tremendous amount of death in the nation of Israel as they had been at war. But the Bible tells us that David found strength in the Lord, his God. The Lord is really the only source where we can always find strength, because people will be upset with us, people will let us down, life can be cruel, life can be unfair, but we turn to God to find our strength, just as David did in 1 Samuel chapter 30. And one of the best ways we do that is what Paul says here: we put on the full armor of God. And he mentions seven different pieces that we must wear. And I think it's important that Paul says we put on the full armor of God. We don't get to pick and choose which pieces of armor that we wear. It's part of the full outfit. Because it's God's armor, it's not ours. We need to remember that Satan can be defeated, but we must be armed. I want to say that again. Satan can be defeated, but we must be armed. We cannot underestimate the enemy, Satan, but we also cannot underutilize our weapons, the armor of God. And so of those seven pieces that Paul lists in Ephesians chapter 6, I want to mention just a few of them here today that I think are really important to talk about. The first one is the belt of truth. You know, we could ask the question, why does Paul associate truth with a belt. Well, we know what a belt does. The belt holds everything that we wear together. And I think we could say the same thing about truth in our spiritual lives. Truth holds everything that we believe and everything that we do together. I mean, if we don't have truth, why are we doing anything at all? So we wear the belt of truth. He mentions the breastplate of righteousness. Why is righteousness associated with the breastplate? Well, the breastplate in the ancient world, it covered all of the vital organs, most notably the heart. If the breastplate is associated with righteousness, that means that pursuing righteousness is a heart decision. We have to really want to do this, because without righteousness, we can't have the right relationship with God or the right influence on other people. Paul mentions the shield of faith. Why is faith connected to a shield? Well, an interesting thing about a shield, it's both offensive and defensive. It can protect you against enemy's attacks, and it can also frustrate the enemy by you coming at them in a way that they do not expect. Faith shields us from the influence of Satan. As he fires his darts toward us of temptation and suffering and bad choices, we deflect those darts with the power of our faith. John would write in 1 John chapter 5, verse 4, that this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. When we look at shields in the ancient world, they were very large, they were very heavy, they were 4 feet high, they were 2 feet wide, because the people knew the bigger the shield, the more chance they had of protecting themselves. Well, the same is true with our faith. The bigger faith that we have, the stronger faith that we have, the more versatile faith that we have, the better protection we have against the power of Satan. One more, he mentions the helmet of salvation. Why do you think salvation is associated with a helmet? Well, in the same way that the breastplate protected the heart, the helmet protects the head. We can want to be saved from the depths of our heart, but salvation requires some knowledge of how it takes place, of how it happens. You know, Paul would say in Romans 10:17 that faith comes from hearing the word of God. Well, we have to be able to comprehend what it is that we believe and what it is that we need to know to be saved. Paul would say in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12, he says, I know whom I have believed. In the same way that there's belief stemming from my heart, there's belief stemming from my mind. Salvation involves some analytical comprehension in addition to the sincerity of our heart. So there's belt of truth, breastplate of righteousness, shield of faith, helmet of salvation. There's also feet fitted with readiness of the gospel we did not talk about. But did you notice one area of the body that Paul does not mention being covered in the armor of God? It's the back. He's talked about the head, he's talked about the feet, he's talked about the waist with the belt of truth and the lungs and the heart with the breastplate of righteousness, but there's nothing really mentioned for the back. Why is that? Well, if you study ancient warfare, you know that they would march into battle, obviously. There were not motorized vehicles and different types of vehicles as there are today in war. But when they would march into battle, they would march into battle back to back. A brother would be covering your back while you would cover someone else's back. The back was covered by fellow soldiers. I think that's something that we often forget in the family of God, is that we are very involved. We play a significant role in helping each other stand firm. And we do that by covering each other's backs, by looking out for each other. Paul would tell the young preacher Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 16, watch your life and your doctrine closely, because if you persevere in them, you will save both yourself and your hearers. Now, Timothy obviously needed to watch his life and doctrine closely because he was going to be a public figure for the church in Ephesus. And he was going to be a main spokesman and teacher for that community of faith. But the same is true for each one of us. We not only watch out for our own lives and our own doctrine, but in so doing, we watch out for the life and doctrine of other people. Because we're not just in it to make sure that we're saved. We're also concerned with our brother being saved. We watch their back as they watch ours. Paul says more than anything, finally, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand, so that you can stand firm against the devil's schemes. Because saved people stand firm. As always, thank you for spending some of your time today with us here at Road Talk. Keep your eyes on heaven, and I can't wait to talk with you next time. God bless.